This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, May 15th. God's word to you today is surrendered. Our scripture reading is taken from James 5, verse 17, from the Amplified Version, and it says, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, with the same physical, mental, and spiritual limitations and shortcomings. And he prayed intensely for it not to rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23 says, But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. God's word is amazingly clear. Who produces the fruit? It is the Holy Spirit. We must remain yielded to Him. There would be no need for self-control if self does not need controlling. Getting upset or even frustrated in a relationship does not make you a bad person. It shows you are human. But it is what you do with that feeling that matters most. I want to encourage you to take those feelings and frustrations to God in prayer. You can ask God for help and through the power of the Holy Spirit gain control of yourself. Why are you trying to do things in your strength? God is clear in His word. It is the Holy Spirit that produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Meaning, we must depend on and lean into the Holy Spirit to bring self under control. Do not wait until you lose control before you realize your need for the Holy Spirit. Stay perpetually yielded to Him. That way, you become Spirit-controlled. Do not wait. Take it to God. We all get to that place in our relationships where we know that if God does not intervene, self-control cannot be guaranteed. This is why your relationship with the Holy Spirit is so important. I always go to the Holy Spirit with my feelings, my hurts, my frustrations. I tell God, this relationship with this person is getting really difficult for me. The problem most times is we feel we are strong enough to handle or deal with things. I ask for help, and then I wait for His help to come. Until the help comes, I love from a distance, because it takes some form of craziness from one end to trigger craziness on the other. When you get to the point where it seems you are burning inside and you want to explode, separate yourself, but do not stay alone. Go to the Holy Spirit. If as people, we can take our frustrations in our relationship to God in prayer, instead of reacting, we will be amazed at what God will do. The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: self-control. There is no time I have gone to God for help that God did not show up, not once. Like you, I have had my struggles, but I yield to the Holy Spirit. I consistently ask Him for help. Remember, the fruit you have is complete and it is singular. Unfortunately, sometimes we see people of another faith or perhaps who are not even believers. People who do not know God or have the Holy Spirit but are better behaved than some Christians. And this can be very confusing for a lot of people. However, it is important to note that people have different temperaments and dispositions. We must not confuse temperament for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Temperaments are not proof of the presence or absence of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I cede control of my mind, soul, spirit, and body to you. I ask for the grace to live a spirit-controlled life in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.